Welcome to the Bioethics Podcast. I'm Matthew Epinette, Executive Director of the Center for Bioethics and Human Dignity at Trinity International University. In this episode of the podcast, I want to give you a few updates on CBHD in the form of a letter I recently sent out. As you may know, April marks the end of our fiscal year, so I'd like to update you on some of the work we've been doing and some of the plans we have for the future. Dear friend, sometimes the headlines come to life. In early February, I talked with a group of pastors and church leaders about the ethics of reproductive technologies. Three of the pastors told me that they were dealing with couples who had undergone IVF and needed guidance on what to do with their leftover frozen embryos. We had an open discussion, and I directed them to several resources on the CBHD website, and I encouraged them to contact me directly with any follow-up questions. Of course, the big bioethics news item as of late is the Alabama Supreme Court ruling in February that the state's Wrongful Death of a Minor Act applies to frozen embryos in storage. CBHD was ready with resources and responses because, even though the headline is new, the topic is not new to us. Here are some of the ways we responded. We linked articles by Gilbert Mylander and Brent Waters in Intersections, our resource for pastors and church leaders. We've linked relevant news headlines on bioethics.com and sent out both daily and weekly emails on the news. CBHD staff have written for other Christian and media outlets on how to think through these issues. For example, Brian Just wrote an article for Salvo entitled "The Unchosen Frozen." We published a bioethics podcast episode featuring Megan Best's presentation of Fearfully and Wonderfully Made. Our Heather Zeiger talked about IVF embryos on Faith Radio's Mornings with Carmen. And I was part of a panel discussion on IVF and reproductive technologies on the PBS News magazine Chicago Tonight. Another issue at the top of the news is assisted suicide. Already this year, 19 states have active legislation permitting or expanding the practice. In response, we've ramped up our educational efforts on this pressing issue. I wrote an op-ed that was published in Newsweek titled, "Real Aid in Dying Means Caring for the Dying, Not Helping Them to Die." Our February Academy of Fellows meeting included a presentation detailing research gleaned from euthanasia and ethics committees in the Netherlands. I've been involved in a coalition effort of disability rights activists, concerned citizens, Christian and Catholic physicians, and others, helping to inform state lawmakers about the harms and dangers of legalized assisted suicide. And for pastors, our next book group will be on J. Todd Billings' book, The End of the Christian Life. Zoom spots are still available. Please contact us. And what about AI and ChatGPT? Our most recent members' reading group discussed AI in reference to Ishiguro's Clara and the Sun. Heather Zeiger wrote an article for church leaders on our Intersections Forum and participated in a roundtable discussion on our bioethics podcast. Our summer conference will be on bioethics and our medtech future, where Jason Thacker will be speaking on Defining Humanity Down, the Irony of Generative AI and Human Anthropology in Christian Bioethics, and Kristen Collier will speak on AI and Medicine, Living in the New Atlantis. How you can help. Pray. Pray for our work at CBHD. Bioethics issues are emotionally and spiritually weighty. We need prayer for wisdom and how best to be good stewards of the resources we have. Give. As we approach the end of the fiscal year, the center's financial situation is weighing on me. Trinity has always been very generous in supporting us through infrastructure, shared knowledge, and in many other ways. However, inflation has hit everyone, and CBHD is no exception. We're currently facing a $43,217 budget deficit by the end of the fiscal year, April 30. And I really just want to be transparent here. Our expenses to date this year are $148,301. Fiscal year-to-date giving is $86,731. Conference registrations, memberships, and other revenue have brought in an additional $28,353. Based on previous years, we anticipate receiving an additional $30,000 in revenue and incurring an additional $44,000 in expenses between now and April 30, when our fiscal year ends. If everyone who hears this podcast gave only $50, then we would be able to hire a professional podcast editor, market our soon-to-be-published Dignitas ebook, develop new resources for pastors to help them lead their congregations in thinking through bioethics issues through a biblical framework, invite the best speakers and academics in Christian bioethics to our conference and our Academy of Fellows, keep our 30-plus years of resources, including our peer-reviewed publication Dignitas, free on our updated and user-friendly website, and provide scholarships for students and pastors to attend our annual conference. Like, link, and listen. We need your help letting people know that there are Christian responses to these difficult ethical questions. Like our posts on social media. Share links with people you know who need some help with these difficult topics, and listen to our podcasts with others. You can even listen to our conference online if you can't make it in person. Invite your friends or fellow church leaders to attend with you. Finally, you've almost certainly heard about the changes in leadership and programs at Trinity. Incoming President Compline, having more than 20 years of pastoral experience before stepping into leadership roles that included the presidency of the Evangelical Free Church of America, the denomination with which Trinity is affiliated, is familiar with the issues of bioethics and is an enthusiastic supporter of CBHD. Among the additional changes is the closing of Trinity Graduate School. Gratefully, the bioethics degree and certificate programs moved last academic year into Trinity Evangelical Divinity School. I just met with the dean of the Divinity School, Dean Powell, and he is actively working to promote and support all aspects of bioethics at Trinity. He also made sure to pass on to me the support of the Board of Regents. While we're saddened to see programs close and colleagues leave, we're grateful that the bioethics degree and certificate programs are part of the Divinity School, and therefore they are not going away. We're confident that CBHD and the bioethics degree and certificate programs, bioethics at Trinity, as we sometimes refer to it, we're confident they are well-suited for this new era. The incoming president, President Compline, wrote this note for our letter. As we've seen yet again in recent weeks, the issues of bioethics are of tremendous importance. The Center for Bioethics and Human Dignity is the premier resource for addressing these vital issues from a distinctly Christian perspective with a solid biblical foundation. I'm grateful for their work supporting pastors and churches, mentoring the next generation of bioethicists, and engaging the academic arena. And I look forward to partnering with them in a new way as I step into my role at Trinity. Again, that's incoming President Kevin Compline, Trinity's 17th president. I'm so grateful for your support over the past years, and we're looking forward to many more years of exploring the nexus of biomedicine, biotechnology, and our common humanity. Thank you. P.S. We need your help making up the $43,000 budget gap between now and April 30 and getting the word out about our resources. Please give as generously as you are able to right now. And you can make donations on our website, cbhd.org, and we'd be very grateful for that. You've been listening to the Bioethics Podcast, a project of the Center for Bioethics and Human Dignity, copyright 2024, all rights reserved. The Center for Bioethics and Human Dignity is a Christian bioethics research center at Trinity International University, exploring the nexus of biomedicine, biotechnology, and our common humanity. Our website, cbhd.org, has a wealth of materials on a wide range of bioethical issues. For more information about the center and to support the work of the center and projects like this podcast, please visit our website, cbhd.org. My name is Matthew Epinette, and I'm the executive director of the center. Thank you for listening to the Bioethics Podcast.